Previously on Invincible.
Hello?
Your mother wants to talk to you.
Mark, help!
Mom?
She's in trouble, Mark. How fast can you get home?
Click. He smashes open the front door, never even touching down. He's still flying in the air. Mom? Mom?
Welcome home, Mark Grayson. I'm impressed. You made good time.
He opens a portal to another reality. Unable to react in time, Mark flies through.
Whoa!
Bam! Mark slams into the back of somebody that appears to have metal octopus appendages. And if we look very closely, just to the right of the portal, we see a hand with a red glove. And it appears Mark is now in the Marvel Universe, having just interrupted a fight between Spider-Man and Doc Ock.
Before we start the season finale, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's been supporting the channel, watching these videos, interacting, and just enjoying season two before the actual show comes out. And hopefully these predictions have been pretty good. I'm hoping they are. And it would be much appreciated if we could try to break the record for likes on this video. I think my top video's likes are like 20 likes or something like that. I appreciate every one of them. I appreciate each and every one of those 20 likes. But let's see if we can do better.
Can we get to 100?
I don't know. I'm gonna try my darndest. Yo, I'm so crazy, I like my own videos. That's plus one right there. And last but not least, I have a podcast. So far, I've been putting all the audio for these episodes on the podcast. But starting next week, I'm going to start doing shows with Q&As. So if you guys have any questions, put them in the comments. Put them in the comments, and I'll try to address them in the podcast. I'll be talking all things superheroes, supervillains, Marvel, DC, aliens.
Real-life aliens?
Nah, I don't know. Weird, wacky shit. But hey, that's enough about the podcast. Let's get started. We see young Oliver crying.
You're okay. It's gonna be okay,
Debbie tells him. I can't believe you'd lie to him like that. What kind of mother are you? How could you tell him that? You don't know that for sure. You're in shock, aren't you?
I bet you're not even hearing me. Blocking me out, right? That's a defense mechanism for people who experience serious trauma. Like you are now. Are you sure you don't want to talk? I could use the company.
And Angstrom, taunting poor Debbie and Oliver, tells her, let's check on your son. And begins opening the portal.
Let's see how well Mark Grayson has survived this reality.
Boom! Mark rips through the portal. Spider-Man's web attached to his back.
Ah!
Angstrom reels back in shock. The portal slams shut, and Spider-Man's web becomes severed. Mark barely stops himself as he hits into the wall.
Don't move! Don't even blink!
Angstrom gets back to his feet.
You so much as think about moving, and they go through a portal in the floor below them.
I've got a reality all picked out. A meteor hit Earth near here. The ground is about 6 stories lower than it is here. The fall would most certainly kill them.
Why are you doing this? I didn't stop that machine. I was fighting the Mauler twins, the ones you brought from the other dimensions to attack me. They were killing me. You halted the machine to stop them. You did this to yourself.
How dare you? I have longed for your death for months. I would never have interfered with an attempt on your life. You need to prepare a better lie.
Fine. You're crazy. I get it. Just let them go. Let them go. And I'll let you try to hurt me. I'll surrender. Just take us somewhere they're not in danger.
What would be the fun in that?
The truth of the matter is that I'm probably going to kill them anyway. I'm going to just wait until you're too tired to do anything about it.
Then I'll make you watch.
The fact of the matter is that I've had time to allow my hatred to grow. And grow it has.
You wouldn't believe how much I'm going to enjoy watching you suffer.
I think after I'm done, I'm gonna go through every reality you exist in and do it again and again and again until I'm just too old. You so much as act like you're going to hurt them, and I'll...
This is too easy.
And Angstrom begins to open another portal while Mark rushes forward.
Scroom!
Mark rips through his house in another reality, smashing into the street.
Okay, this sucks.
And we see Mark has just entered The Walking Dead.
Meat, 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 meat.
Now, we know in The Walking Dead, zombies don't talk, right? But Robert Kirkman, big zombie fan, I'm assuming it's probably the same universe. Well, I'm hoping it is, even though they're talking. I don't know.
This isn't going as well as I'd planned. Your son seems to be more resilient than I anticipated. Maybe I should leave him somewhere for a week. That could leave us with a lot of time to spend together. Alone.
And Debbie don't want to hear that alone shit.
Debbie smashes a lamp on Angstrom's head. And infuriated, Angstrom doubles back and smashes Debbie into the dresser.
Not very wise at all!
And Angstrom snaps Debbie's arm in half. Debbie screams out in pain, falling deeper into shock. She mutters,
"You... arm...
You accomplished nothing! I'm going to make your son hurt! I'm going to make you hurt! I'm even going to hurt this child here! All you've done is piss me off!"
Angstrom Levy is a crazy son of a bitch. I don't know how the show's going to do this, but I think these scenes right here are going to be more insane than the train scene. They're going to make this... This is going to be fucked up. We go back and we see Mark is potentially still in the Walking Dead universe.
Something has happened. Now he opens another portal as soon as I come out of one. I don't even see him. I don't see my mom or my brother. I don't know what's going on.
Mark says in distress. I think he's finally realizing this isn't working. I have to figure out a way to stop him without him putting a portal in front of me before he does something drastic to the people I love.
And we see the other people there, you know, consoling Mark. Another portal opens and Mark goes through into another reality.
Crap!
Mark gets smashed by two giants. We see him jump into another reality. Mark takes a left cross that's pretty goddamn powerful because he actually starts bleeding.
How did you get here? How? Where did you come from?
And this guy, I didn't touch on, but he's been in the comics quite a few times.
Mark goes through another reality.
No, I mean, you dress like a bat and your name is... I mean, don't you think that's kind of lazy?
Never mind. I've already had this conversation once today.
And Mark... We see Mark insulting Batman. Another crossover with DC.
How awesome is this series? We get to see Mark in the Marvel Universe, in the DC Universe. I mean, crossovers with other Image comics. Spoiler alert, you guys will see Spawn once or twice.
Mark goes to another portal.
A desolate land, dead bodies surrounding him. He takes a moment and thinks to himself, and then he sees a miracle. Through the portal, Angstrom pokes his head to see where Mark is. It appears he thinks he may have tired him out.
Whoosh!
Mark rips through the portal and grabs Angstrom immediately, leaving him no time to throw him in another reality.
You going to hurt my family?
Mark.
A badly beaten Debbie, holding her arm, no longer strong enough to even support Oliver, calls out in pain.
Mom, what did you do?
Mark grabs Angstrom by the collar and destroys half of his house, slamming him into the earth.
What did you do?
Did you hurt my mom? Did you?
Calm down. You remember those surgeons I told you about, the ones who rebuilt my body? They also improved it.
Mark punches Invincible through a portal and begins to pummel Invincible through multiple realities.
You didn't really think I wanted you to die in some random dimension I sent you to, did you? You think I wouldn't want to see you die?
Why do you think I was softening you up?
tiring you by sending you across the multiverse. I don't know exactly how strong you really are. I'm not stupid enough to think I could best you in hand-to-hand combat, but that is what I want. Did you think anything less than killing you with my bare hands would satisfy me? They pass through a reality with human-cyborg hybrids. Cavemen. Maybe that's even immortal. A reality where it looks like water is in low supply. And finally, landing in a reality covered in sand. Stop! Mark punches Angstrom with a single hit, tumbling him through the air. No, let's get this over with. I want to get back to your mother and finish where I started. Don't ever threaten my family! Mark, realizing that Angstrom is a threat that will never go away, begins punching Angstrom. Left hook, right hook, punching and punching and punching until his entire body is covered in blood. Mark wipes away the blood from his eyes.
I thought you were stronger.
Mark, in disbelief, pieces of Angstrom's brain on his face. Oh, God. We pan out to see Mark and at least a 30-foot radius of blood and what's left of Angstrom's body. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. This is the first time we see Mark kill somebody. I killed him. I really just killed him. I had to. I didn't have a choice. I had to kill him. He tried to kill me. He was going to kill my mom and brother. He tried to kill me first. Mark reasons with himself. He made me do it. It was an accident, but he made me do it. I didn't want to kill him. I didn't. I had to. I wanted to hurt him. I had to. And Mark realizes, I wanted to kill him. What does that make me? He deserved it. He did. He attacked me. I thought he was stronger. I wanted to kill him, but I just didn't think I could. He told me he was stronger. Oh, God. Where am I? And we pan out to the remnants of this reality. It appears there is nothing on this world. And currently, Mark is having a hard time focusing. I killed him. He took me here, and I killed him. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck! I can't get home now. I'm here, in this dimension, with no way home. No shelter, no food. I'm going to die here. Angstrom Levy kinda won. The end. While this entire battle has been going on, Eve and Amber are still on their way to the Grayson home from Africa. We see them flying over the ocean.
So, yeah?
Shouldn't be more than another couple hours or so, I think. When we get there, you think you can stop by Debbie's place? I want to check in, see what's going on. I'm worried Mark wouldn't have left in a hurry like that if it wasn't important.
Yeah, sure. I'm worried too.
And these slowpokes continue on their journey. We see Mark trying to explore the planet. There's not even a single plant. There's nothing. There's no signs of life. Nothing. As far as the eye can see, nothing. You've really done it this time, Mark Grayson. You're screwed.
Just keep ignoring the fact that you just killed someone. That's helping you keep it together. Although, I don't think talking to yourself is the best thing to do right now.
But it's not like you've got anyone else to talk to. There's gotta be a way to get back home. There just has to be. Somewhere on this planet, there's gotta be something. Maybe if I examine Angstrom's body, maybe that will give me some answers. Maybe his body could somehow... And we see a green hue fall upon his face. It appears another portal has opened above him. It's the Guardians of the Globe! And holy shit, have they aged. Whoa! What happened to you guys? Eve goes up to Mark.
Mark, you look horrible!
Eve, what? Is that you? She puts clothes on Mark. She can barely resist herself, his chiseled physique.
Yeah, it's me.
Just not the me you know. Not anymore, at least. I'm I'm sorry. I'm really still a little dazed here. I'm not following you. I did something horrible.
And Robot says, yes, we know. The only logical reason for you to be stuck in this dimension would be if you injured or killed Angstrom Levy during your fight. Most likely, killed. We knew this long ago.
Long ago? It just happened like an hour ago. And Bulletproof tells him, maybe for you, but these events you speak of took place about 15 years ago for us.
Yes, it took us 15 years to locate this dimension. Luckily, by that time, there were at least 4 working time machines in Guardian custody. There is so much you need to accomplish. The world we come from, the world where you've been missing for 15 years, is not a friendly one.
What about the me who lived here, in this dimension, for 15 years? What did you do with him?
He was lost to us. He was dead.
Enough.
We have already said too much. We cannot disrupt the time stream too severely. Mark, I'm opening a portal. You must go now.
Okay, if you say so. Thanks, really. I don't know how I would have survived here. Thanks. And Eve has a peculiar face of shock on her. Mark, wait!
Huh? Eve runs up to Mark before he can pass through the portal.
I love you, Mark. I have for a very long time. You need to know that. You have to know that. I love you. I can't let you go without telling you. When you disappeared, I was devastated. Heartbroken. I was in a bad place for a long time. I couldn't get over the fact that I never told you. I have to tell you. Eve, I... Don't tell me. Tell her. Tell her you love her. Tell her you don't love her. Tell her you hate her. Just tell her something. Tell her something so she can get on with her life. And this puts more of a shock on Mark's face than when he killed Angstrom. It's too late for me. Just go. Goodbye.
And Mark walks through the portal back into his own reality.
We cut back to see Robot and Eve talking.
I suppose you weren't paying attention when I said all that about not further damaging the time stream. What was that all about, Eve?
Shut up, Rex. Rex. And Robot removes his helmet, showing Rexplode underneath.
Whatever. Let's give this thing a minute or two to recharge, and then we can go home.
Now, it's about this time in the comics, if you haven't read them, that Robot's finally getting Rex's body. So to see Rex in the robot that we know from the show, it's strange in the comic. Because it didn't happen yet. Now, I'm not sure if the show will stop there, but this is how I hope it will end, okay?
Back in Mark's home reality after some time has gone on, we see Mark at the tailor shop. Mark tells him all about his adventure with his father and what happened when the Viltrumites took him.
The last thing he said to me was, read my books. It sounded important, like it was something I really needed to do. But my dad wrote travel books, right? We've got them all at the house. Why would he want me to read those?
Your dad didn't always write travel books. I think I've got his dirty little secret stashed in one of these cabinets over here. They didn't take off. They sold barely just to do a few of them, but I was a fan.
What are you talking about? Memoirs of a space adventurer. Your father tried to be a science fiction writer at first. The first two sold enough to make him a little bit of money. The two after that were huge failures. For whatever reason, he didn't like to talk about these books. He was embarrassed by them. Or something. Like I said, he really liked them, so I kept them.
Oh, this is weird. Can I?
He was your father, Mark. They're yours. Take them. These look silly. Why would he want me to read these? I mean, look at these titles. Lost Inside the Chasm to Oblivion. Hate Tribes on the Planet Wreck. And this one. The Man with the Invincible Gun? I gotta read this.
How he obtained the weapon, or where it came from. The origins of the weapon are completely unknown to the Empire. All that is known are its capabilities. The information was gathered from thousands of sources. Sketchy eyewitness accounts, damaged artifacts, evidence of the weapon's power. Everything points to the same conclusion. This weapon, the Infinity Ray,
emitted an energy wave that was unstoppable. It was said that the blast from this infinity ray still raced through the cosmos, blasting a path through anything they encounter. Planets, stars, ships, anything in their path is destroyed. Again, this is only a theory. No one has ever gotten close enough to study the infinity ray for themselves. The Space Rider made sure of that. Whether the story was true or not, I had my mission. I was to hunt down the Space Rider, determine whether or not the stories of his weapon were true, and if so, arrest him. He was to stand trial for his offenses against the Empire. Were his weapon as powerful as it was fabled to be, he was a huge threat. I left at once. Little was known about the Space Rider, where he lived, what quadrant of space he operated in. All was a mystery. He had become the stuff of legend. Stories of him stretched across the 12 galaxies. He was said to be in two places at once. Stories were conflicting with each other. Finding him would be no easy task. Yet it was a task I had to complete. I dare not fail my people. I knew what was at stake. Our very way of life. At first, I studied the stories for similarities, common elements, anything that would make it possible for me to tell the fact from fiction, if there was any fact to these stories. In time, I would find that the Space Rider and his weapon were very real, and as far-fetched as they were, its capabilities were that of tall tales. But it would take me nearly 15 years to discover this. The first clue came when I was contacted by a former subordinate of the Space Rider, who was willing to inform me of his possible whereabouts with...
What were these books about? Mark says as he looks up from the page. Some space alien dude is hunting down enemies of his government or something. Eliminating them. Each book has him going after one or two threats to their empire or something. It was cool stuff.
You mean it's about a guy from an alien planet hunting down enemies of his empire?
Yeah, you know, I never really thought about it. But I wonder if these were like Viltrumite folklore. Or something that he was just retelling here.
No, that's not it at all. It's him. Art. He's writing about himself. He's writing about hunting down enemies of the Viltrumite Empire. He must have hidden something in these books. Something that I can use to help him. But what could it be? What could have been hidden here? Savage planet, savage beasts? What is this one about?
We see an image of Omni-Man being attacked by wild beasts. And at once, I knew I had made a grave mistake. In an instant, I was surrounded, swarmed, overwhelmed. It was unclear if I could make it out alive. I had grossly underestimated the situation. The mission was clear. Investigate the inhabitants of this harsh planet, determine their exact threat level to the Empire, and then report back for further instructions. It appeared then that I might not make it back to receive those instructions. It was clear the threat level was high. With almost minimal effort, I was quickly injured. These creatures were fast. They seemed to come out of nowhere. I did not have time to react. My life was immediately in danger. The size of these beasts was deceiving. They were barely twice my size. I've battled creatures 10 times their size with infinitely less effort. The planet they inhabit caused them to evolve into such tough creatures. The gravitational quotient on this unnamed planet was so severe that I had to be stronger than most to simply be able to move. They were remarkable creatures. In hindsight, I can look at them scientifically and I find a tremendous respect for them. At the time, I felt differently. I just wanted to survive. If that meant wiping out the entire race, I would have done it, as harsh as that sounds. With every attempt to reach the sky and escape to the stars, I was thwarted, pulled back into the heap, ravaged all over again. While these creatures did not possess the ability to fly, they could jump long distances and high into the air with their powerful legs. Any attempt to fly was met with a swift attack, from one or more that resulted in my falling back to the planet's surface. It was clear that strategy was not going to work. I began trying to fight my way through the horde. If I could push through them, maybe I could get far enough away from them fast enough to make my escape. The problem with that strategy was that I was under constant attack. I could feel the flesh being ripped from my bones as I pressed on. this method of escape was not going...
Oh, God. Oh, man. What is it, Mark? These books. I can't believe how. Yeah, the things my dad wrote about here are real. They have to be. And it's not just about enemies of the Viltrumites. It's about eliminating things that can hurt them. Things that can hurt Viltrumites. My dad is telling me how to beat them.
And that, folks, is how I think the season will end.
But just wait.
On Talascria's hospital, here lies Alan the Alien. He's been frozen, unable to move. Healing from the severe wounds he sustained at the hands of a Viltrumite scouting party sent to find Nolan Grayson, known on Earth as Omni-Man. He has been lying here for months, healing, rebuilding himself. But now that healing is done.
Hello? Is anyone there? I think I can move now. Can someone get me out of here?
Skrakoom!
Oops.
Oh, good morning, Alan. You're looking well.
Alan the Alien has finally healed from the tremendous beatdown he got in episode 2. The leader of the Coalition of Planets greets him.
You're far more than just in one piece, Alan of Unopa. I have been monitoring your progress as you healed. As you've no doubt noticed, you are stronger. But I do not think you quite realize how much stronger you are. Our readings are preliminary, and it will take further testing to confirm them, but you are near, if not at, Viltrumite levels of strength and invulnerability. It is possible that with your further training, you could even exceed them.
In disbelief, Alan says, how can you make such a comparison? The Coalition has no definitive records of the strength of a Viltrumite. Where are you getting your information?
And the great Thaddeus says, I know the specific strength levels of a Viltrumite, Alan.
Because I am a Viltrumite.
Deep in space, in the Viltrumite prison, location unknown.
Nolan, friend, you seem troubled. What is it that troubles you so?
My spine is healing. I'm closer to perfection every day. Once I'm worthy of execution, my life will be taken. Is that not reason enough for my mood?
We've shared the cell for some time now, and that is something you have always known. Today is different. It is obvious to me that this is something new that troubles you.
And Nolan, thinking to himself, turns towards his alien cellmate.
I think I miss my wife.
And I believe that concludes season 2. Now, I know I jumped all over the place, but looking at major events, you know, after the first season, it was like every other episode was like something crazy happened. Insane, right? I figured every other episode of this would have to be equally as insane. And I think that's kind of how things will play out. Maybe it won't show what is happening to Nolan in the prison. Maybe it won't show Alan recuperating all the way. I feel like it would be a final episode, like, afterthoughts thing, you know? They don't really want to leave people's minds wandering too much. Season 1 of the show, they did show, like, Doc Seismic and stuff, you know? And I didn't show him in this season 2 predictions. I'm sure he'll be in there. But Doc Seismic is, like... It takes him a while to be cool. I don't know if that's kind of harsh on his character, but it takes him a while. What else did it show? It showed Battle Beast. Battle Beast, though, it takes a long time for Battle Beast to come back in the comics. Hopefully they show him more. Battle Beast, he's a cool character. I don't want to ruin anything for the comics, but a lot of people talk about him, but he doesn't have that much... Like, he's definitely in a good part, okay? That's all I'll say. He's in a cool part. But his impact through the series and stuff is just, he's like barely a side character. But he's cool. But yeah. Hopefully you guys like that. Again, let me know in the comments what you guys thought of the series. Please make sure to hit that like. Maybe even share it with people. Share it with people. This series still doesn't even have a date yet. We just know it's coming out in 2022. They didn't even give us a date yet. So, if anybody else got as impatient as I did,
And you guys as well. And they want to know, you know, what happens next. Without reading all the comics, direct them to the channel. I'm going to be putting, like, Amazon links for the comics and everything in there. It's going to be affiliate links. So if you guys click on them and buy the comics, I'll get, like, $1. But you know what? I'm going to set it up. Because there's, like, so much to these comics, it's unbelievable. Hands down, it's the best comic series I've ever read. Marvel and DC, I mean, like Superman, Batman, these guys are, like, 80 years old. They're not 80 years old, but their comics have been going on for 80 years. They've done everything. Their power levels are unbelievable. You know, it's refreshing to read something that, you know, things are permanent in this story. Somebody dies, they're gone. People's power levels, things that happen, you know, whatever feats they have, that's it. No one's rewriting a new feat that they have some kind of, you know what I mean? They're not doing crazy shit. Probably the most realistic I've read of a superhero universe. Now, I've never read The Boys, but I'm hearing that might be the same. A lot more realistic. So yeah, thank you guys for sticking around. I hope you guys stay for the podcast and stuff I start doing. I'll have them on Spotify. They're going to be on a bunch of things. I'll leave the links. But also, I'll do videos of them too. And just let me know what you guys think. What you think about the channel. What direction you'd like it to go in. I'm all ears. It's been a hell of an experience. Cheers, guys. Oh, I didn't even burp this episode.